Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial-free Monday.
So help us help those that are going to be giving out candy today to not make the mistake and put, like, the weird, nasty candy.
The ones everybody hates.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and a shout out. Listen, we're grateful for those of you that do give out candy more than those of you like my family. Turn off the lights. Quiet. Kids are coming. Shh. No digas nada. Right. But we want to find out from you what Halloween candy on the real should be eliminated from planet Earth. Give us a call. Shoot us a text. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text right now. Brian, for you, which candy is it, bro?
Well, here's the thing. I take, like, trick-or-treating very seriously. Last year in Atlanta, I went to Costco and spent like $200 on, like, king-size candy.
See, you're the house that we would, like, make a plan to go to.
So I'm hoping that this year people get the word out and my girlfriend just gets bombarded by trick-or-treaters today, because last year no one really showed up. Like, three people came and I gave, like, one kid, like, a box of Kit Kats. I was like, yo, no, just take it, man. I can't have this much candy laying around the house. So the candies that I'm banishing from planet Earth, and I want never to be spoken of again, are Necco wafers.
Wait, that was mine.
Yeah, bye.
The worst. They're awful.
Because you look at it, like, you get excited, like, they're going to be sweet tarts. They're not sweet tarts. They're just chalk.
You get excited.
It's trash.
You're eating chalk.
The other ones that I want to eliminate are Now and Laters, because they almost yank your teeth out of your head. I can't.
But I like to pretend they were like a retainer. I would, like, put them at the top of my mouth and talk funny.
How are they still in your face?
Well, you know.
I had braces, and then I tried to eat one of those.
Yeah, bye. It's a wrap.
You're so done. The orthodontist was so pissed at you.
And these we just used for ammunition to throw at our friends. All saltwater taffy. Ooh. Bye. I
like saltwater taffy.
What about you, Chelsea?
So easy for me. Actually, Smarties.
Really?
I can't stand Smarties. No, they're like those tablet sweet candies,
yeah,
bright new colors. Well, they're just so chalky. They taste like Tums to me, like that, like that medicine you eat when your stomach hurts.
Yeah.
And the way they're packaged, they would, like, leave chalky residue all over the rest of my candy. And so, like, it'd always be at the bottom of my, because we'd use pillowcases when we put our candy in. They'd be at the bottom, and they just I always wanted to trade those. And Necco's as well, because they're like the worst version of Smarties. And then also, did you guys ever get those Circus peanuts that are like the orange marshmallow? Oh, they're so gross.
No, but I have gotten actual peanuts. Like, somebody was giving out peanuts.
Like a bag of nuts.
Not even, bro. Like, they just stuck their hand in there and they gave us, like, peanuts.
Also, don't be the family. And I don't think people do this anymore, but I remember back in the day, man, there'd be a family where you'd come to it and it would be like, it'd be like Ziploc bags full of stuff. Like, give me a bag full of peanuts. If you are, factory sealed only. Yes. Give me your...
Wait, one other one. The wax Coke bottles. Because I always felt like you saw them and they were cool, but then you'd, like, eat it and you're like, well, this is not much here. Yeah, what is this?
Yeah, so with me, I think some of you might be mad at me, but let's be honest. When you got home after grabbing your Halloween candy and then your mom and dad are like, all right, you need to share with your brothers and sisters or your cousins or whatever may be. These are the ones that you're like, yeah, here, take these. Tootsie Rolls.
I love Tootsie Rolls.
No, man. The only thing good that's ever come out of Tootsie Rolls is this. Ever. I love this jam.
Hey. Yeah. Come to think of it, like, you know it's not a good candy when you never buy it outside of Halloween. Like, I've never been at the grocery store and been like, yo, I want myself a big old Tootsie Roll.
I have.
No way.
Yeah. Because they're, like, low in fat and they're not too sweet.
Get out of here.
No, they're good. I love them.
Chelsea
and
would be
I like the flavor Tootsie Rolls, too, like the vanilla. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Disagree.
By the way, the three worst candies for your teeth, according to a study done by USA Today, here they are, right? Candy corn? Worse for your teeth,
really?
Gummy candy, and sour candy. So just FYI on that.
Crushing these Sour Patch Kids over here today. I can't get enough of those.
Cavities, here they come. All right, give us a call. Shoot us a text. 877-971-HITS. What Halloween candy should be eliminated from planet Earth? These are your texts.
From the 562, get rid of Swedish fish.
Oof.
We've got Yana from LA, Mexican candy, all of it.
What?
From the 714, Mounds and Almond Joy. And from the 714, those nasty root beer flavored candies.
Priya from LA, which one should we eliminate?
Okay, my daughter's so shy, so I'm going to speak for her. She said
that she wants to eliminate Mexican candy.
What? Like, you gotta be kidding me. That's the best candy because some of the Mexican candy doesn't even come with like a wrapper, like an appropriate wrapper. You're just eating out of a plastic situation.
It was a plastic spoon with a bag rubber band around it.
So good.
Get out of here.
Chelsea's like, how many calories does this have?
I ate it all, though. It was good.
I love Duvaline. I love Pulparindos. Chelsea and Brian, you guys have tried that. Also the like tamarind, spicy tamarind that was on that spoon, just wrapped up in plastic.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I tried it, and none of it is good as a Reese's peanut butter cup. But hang in there.
And you know what? Yeah. The number one Tootsie Rolls, I agree, because I hate them.
Thank you, Priya.
Oh, I just hate them. I cannot stand them.
I agree with you on that one. Those are the ones I always gave away. I'm like, oh, I'm so generous. Take all my Tootsie Rolls. Priya, thank you so much for calling in. Have a happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, too.
Bye. Alyssa from Ontario, good morning.
Good morning.
Alyssa, how old are you?
I'm 10.
Awesome. Uh-huh. What are you dressed up as for Halloween?
I'm going to be a Minnie Mouse.
Oh, cute. Alyssa, what Halloween candy do you think should be eliminated from planet Earth?
I think the candy that should be eliminated is black licorice.
Oh, I so agree with you. Yep. Yes.
I don't even know what that flavor is supposed to be.
It's
nasty, bro.
I love it.
Chelsea, are you serious?
Yeah, like Good and Plenty's are like some of my favorite candies.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. But it is. It's like an acquired thing. You either love it or you hate it.
Yeah. Alyssa, what's your favorite candy?
Well, my favorite candy is mainly the strawberry licorice.
Mm. I'm on board with that.
What score are you going to?
I go to Aspire Kid Academy, and my brother wants to tell you his favorite candy.
All right, Alyssa.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. What's your name?
Alex.
Alex, what's your favorite candy?
My favorite candy is bubblegum.
That's great.
And what's your least favorite? Which one don't you like?
Chocolate bologna.
What was that?
He said chocolate
bologna. Chocolate bologna?
Oh my God, that sounds awful.
I think you got pranked by a family member.
Alyssa and Alex, we love you guys. Have fun at school today. Happy Halloween, okay?
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. I love them. I love how they answer the questions. They like repeat the question, you know?
Uh-huh. Right, like they're on stage at like a talent show or something.
Well, my favorite candy is. It's so proper. I love it. Brian, what are our texts saying, man?
We got a lot of people voting for the ones we've already heard. Tootsie Rolls. Yeah. And the 818 candy corn, see you later, garbage.
Jeez. Savage.
From the 949, worst Halloween candy is those strawberry hard candies and wrappers that look like strawberries.
Oh, yeah.
You're gross.
That's another candy you never, ever have bought. Yes. You always get it at a restaurant because they give it to you after you pay.
Right. Or like your grandparents' house. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like my grandparents always had like a little bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so
what
weird.
It reminds me of.
We got those gummy dots in the yellow box. See you later. 714 Mounds and Almond Joy need to go there. The scourge of the earth. And then we got from the 818, and I don't even want to read this one, but I have to because of how great this candy is and how great this company is. From the 818, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. How dare you,
who said
818?
That?
Blasphemous.
818. Yo, by the way, Reese's is coming through with a huge save with their campaign for Halloween.
I think this is going to be the next big thing for candy companies. But in New York, if you don't want the candy, Reese's has set up a candy swap out vending machine in New York. And I can't wait till this goes nationwide. You just go to it and you put in your garbage candy, like candy corns, Tootsie Rolls, mm-hmm. Necco wafers, and they'll fire.
Smarties.
Yep, they'll fire back some Reese's peanut butter cups.
That's so smart.
So in your face, 818. Yeah. How dare you?
It depends what neighborhood you drop it off though in LA, because it might roll off in somebody's truck.
Yeah,
the whole machine.
We got ourselves a Reese's machine.
Yeah. Let's go. And just set it up in front of your house, right? And just dispense it there. Have a fun and safe Halloween this afternoon, especially if you're walking around with kids, family. Thank you so much for calling in. And for those of you that are giving out candies, if you bought any of the candies we just mentioned, take it back. You got to get the good ones, all right? Appreciate you, though.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!